Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, June 5th, 2026. There will be a candlelight vigil on the steps of Bangor City Hall tonight. Organizers say it will be in memory of those killed by official indifference after 45 years and 45 million dead by HIV/AIDS. Quote, June 5th, 1981 was the date the first mortality report from a, quote, new cancer, end quote, was listed in the U.S. Mortality and Morbidity Report. As our current president seeks to eliminate HIV funding, we protest. There'll be speakers, songs, outrage, and planning. ACT UP, fight back, fight AIDS, end quote. The sponsors are ACT UP Bangor, Bangor Pride, and ACT UP Nation. And again, that's at 8 p.m. on the steps of Bangor City Hall this evening. For more information, you can contact actupbangor@gmail.com. And let's take a look at some of the Pride events happening this weekend in this area. Belfast Pride celebration will take place on Saturday. Tomorrow, parade participants will be lining up at 12:30 p.m. at Bangor Area High School. The parade starts from there at 1 p.m., heading down Waldo Avenue to Main Street and ending at Heritage Park. After the parade, there'll be a party from 2 to 3:30 in the park with music, dancing, games, and activities, and community organizations will be on hand to talk about what services they offer. Belfast Pride is organized by Our Town Belfast and the Belfast Area High School's Gender and Sexuality Alliance Group. You can get more information at their Facebook page. I'll post a direct link on the archives for today's Around Town. Bar Harbor is also having their Pride Festival tomorrow, Saturday. Quote, transforming Bar Harbor, Maine into a rainbow-filled celebration of LGBTQ+ pride. They'll have a pride run with Move Free Run Club at 8 a.m. starting at the Bar Harbor Village Green, a queer family meetup at 10 at the Park Street Playground. The pride rally starts at noon at the festival stage at the Bar Harbor Congregational Church. Pride Festival and Craft Fair runs from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. in downtown Bar Harbor, and the Curbside Drag Queens drag show for 21 and older will be happening at 7 p.m. at the Criterion Theater in Bar Harbor. You can get more information at barharborpride.com or on their Facebook event page. Ellsworth's Pride celebration is this weekend as well. It's going to be on Sunday from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., featuring a drag show, live music, and LGBTQIA+ nonprofits, as well as food and vendors. The Ellsworth Pride Festival is organized in partnership with Healthy Acadia, and they have a Facebook page, event page as well, that I will post a link to in the archives for today's program. But again, it's from 11:30 to 4 p.m. at the Knowlton Community Park on Sunday. And Rockland will also be celebrating Pride on Sunday from 11 to 5 on Main Street. Quote, celebrate and uplift the queer and trans community. Rockland Pride is an independent event this year. This is a non-commercial event made possible by love and care of our community. There'll be free food, crafts, activities, games, and more, including a rest nest on Museum Street for self-care, a sanctuary and sensory retreat, live music, including Kate Fiano, Huddled Masses Orchestra, and more. 3 o'clock, there'll be a parade meeting up at the CMCA courtyard on Winter Street. Costumes and creativity are encouraged, and all are welcome, but no motorized vehicles. At 4 p.m., there'll be a speak out, quote, raise your voices at the speak out stage. Youth and elders from the LGBTQIA+ community are encouraged to share, end quote. And again, that's happening on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., downtown Rockland. You can get more information at rocklandmainpride.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you on Monday.